Good morning. It's so good to see all of you today. And we get to do several things. Worship, have communion, and we get to celebrate mothers, okay? Are there any mothers in here? Oh, hey, I knew there were. And another thing we get to celebrate is we get to bless these. I've never seen wonderful quilts. And I was told that I get to do that. And I said, wow, that's one of my favorite things. So anyway, my name again is Pastor Wayne. And I go by that because my last name, if you look at it, you're going to call it any number of things. So I've just always gone by that. You know, when I taught, I was Mr. Popcorn, Mr. Pop-Tart, Mr., you know, anything that rang like that. And the kids had a good time, so I started making fun of their names. They didn't like that so well, but it was fun. Anyway, let us begin with giving for and the affirmation of baptism into new life. Our service begins in the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the water and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By the water of the flood, you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of the cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage of sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon those who are baptized, may be given new life. Wash away the sins of all those who are cleansed by this water, and bearing them forth as inheritors of your gracious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor, glory and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in holy baptism, our Lord Jesus the Christ received you and made you members of his church, and in the community of God, God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You have been nourished at the holy table and called to be witnesses to the God, Jesus the Christ. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word and share in Christ's supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Come to, and I ask God to help me. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and spirit, you have made these people your own. You forgave them all their sins and bring them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence through Jesus the Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
Hallelujah. Oh, before we begin, I need two young ladies to come forth. I talked with you ahead of time, and there's something I have for you to do. First of all, it's nice to be here on Mother's Day. I don't think there's a day that I enjoy in the church any more than Mother's Day. And you're each a special, each mother, each woman, actually, because not all mothers have been blessed to have children, and some have lost. But you know, God loves you, and there's a special place in God's heart for mothers. Do you know that? And one day, you may be mothers. Don't know. You know, you don't think about it when you're a kid. But even I, when I was, I don't know how old I was, what I got for Christmas was a new doll, and it wet its pants. And I just thought that was so wonderful. But as I got older, what I realized, because when I had kids, I had already changed diapers. And so I didn't have any trouble with that. So, you know, those are the kind of things that learning really, okay? Well, I have something for you to do. And you're to give at least one of these to every one of the ladies and tell them Happy Mother's Day. And if you need more, there's plenty more. Okay, you start on that side. And there's plenty more, and you start on this side, okay? And this is something I started when I was doing my internship. You know, it was fun to see that we had a little special thing and a recognition for mothers. And my supervisor said, Wayne, why'd you do that? And I said, because I think mothers are very special. And then afterwards he said, you know, that was the best thing you could have done. So, you know, sometimes you do things and you step out and that's what happens. But anyway, happy Mother's Day for each of you. And there are plenty of flowers, so if you need extra or even to take them to a friend, I have them for you, okay? Let's see, do we have a hymn at this point? I'm sorry, I'm a little behind on your prayer of the day. We need the prayer of the day yet, right? Okay. I always do that before the prayer of the day, so that's the way it should have been. Oh, yes, thank you. Now, did you get a flower? Well, you need one. Both of you, okay? Come on. All right, let us join in the prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, your bold together in heaven and on earth. You see. And give us all the truth and Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and in the Son, now and forever. Quilt dedication. You know, in every place where we've had quilts, and it's every church I've ever served, but here, the part that makes the church really special is for the, and it's here, it's mostly ladies. In one of the churches, there was a group of guys that wanted to make quilts, and so they did. I thought the ladies were always better, but then they had more experience with making quilts. But these are the most outstanding I've ever seen. And one of the things I learned, it was actually while I was in Texas, is these ladies came every Thursday to make their, and I learned, and I've had to work on it since then, I can't be a quilter because I have to talk with my hands, and they had to talk with needle and thread and all these things, and they could talk, and boy, did I learn things about what was going on in the congregation and their lives by just standing there. And at the same time, it was fun. So let us thank the Lord for these quilts and the people that will receive them and the hands that made them. Gracious Lord, we thank you for bringing your people together, for bringing the ladies or the ones who worked on these quilts. Lord, they are so beautiful, and we know that they are loved by the people that they go out to. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing these people together to make these beautiful quilts. They're, each one is a work of art, and we thank you for them. And Lord, we bless those people to whom they go, and know that with them goes our prayer for their well-being, and that these show our love for them through you, Lord, because you are the God of love, the one who brings us all together, the one who makes life, who created life, and made it something that we could enjoy. And for those who are in rough situations or not with enough to eat, Lord, we pray for those people and help them to be and to feel your love through us and this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I think it's time for the reading, or are we in a hymn? Listening to God's word, okay. Sorry, each congregation does it differently.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 31. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he has needed anything, since himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allowed the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live. They would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. Through indeed, he is not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. For we too are his offsprings. Since we are God's offsprings, we ought not to think that the dignity in gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judge the righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 66, verses 8 through 20. We'll read this responsibly. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Who has kept us among the living, and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver to try. You brought us into the net.
You laid burdens on our backs.
You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows. Those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. Offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Yeah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what is done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart,
the Lord would not have listened.
But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed my steadfast love from me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 22. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you. You do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteousness for the unrighteous, in order to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is eight people, were saved through water and baptism, which this prefigured now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrected Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. I always put it so I can read it easier. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. Because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you abandoned or orphaned. I am coming to you in a little while. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. My Father will be in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, you know, when I sat down, I did two sermons this week, because there are things that are really important. One is the Gospel, and that is always important, and the idea that Jesus was not going to leave us orphaned, that really struck me. Because, you know, so many people in the world feel lonely. And I deal with sometimes just going to the grocery store. And so that loneliness, because they don't have the Lord sometimes. But even those with the Lord sometimes forget that they're never alone, because God is with them. But I decided not to preach on that one. And the other one was when Paul was at the Areopagus, it's called, and that was the marketplace. And he was looking for signs of God. He saw idols and all kinds of statues. And he came upon one place that said, "To a God unknown." And I did a paper on that when I was in seminary, and so that meant a lot to me. And I thought, well, maybe that's what I should do. So I debated that back and forth. And then I decided to do something else, which is always good news and bad news sometimes. There's a book, it's called Ragman, written by a Lutheran pastor Walt Wangren. And this story tells me something about how God works with us in ways we don't see. But here, it's through a ragman, and I read it out of my Kindle. It reads better. Same words, but it reads better. I saw a strange sight. I stumbled upon a story most strange, like nothing my life, my street sense, my sly tongue had ever prepared me for. Hush, child, hush. Now I will tell it to you. Even before the dawn one Friday morning, I noticed a young man, handsome and strong, walking the alleyways of our city. He was pulling an old cart filled with clothes, and he was calling in a clear tenor voice, "Rags!" Ah, the air was foul, and the first light filthy to be crossed by such sweet music. "Rags! New rags for old. I take your tired rags." Now this is a wonder, I thought to myself, for the man stood 6'4", and his arms were like tree limbs, hard and muscular, and his eyes flashed intelligence. Could he find no better job than this, to be a ragman in the inner city? I followed him. My curiosity drove me, and I wasn't disappointed. Soon the ragman saw a woman sitting on her back porch. She was sobbing into a handkerchief, sighing and shedding 1,000 tears, her knees and elbows made a sad X. Her shoulders shook. Her heart was breaking. The ragman stooped, stopped his cart. Quietly, he walked up to the woman, stepping round cans, dead toys, and Pampers. "Give me your rag," he said so gently, "and I'll give you another." He slipped the handkerchief from her eyes. She looked up, and he laid a calm, a linen cloth so clean and new that it shined. She blinked from the gift to the giver. Then, as he began to pull his cart again, the ragman did a strange thing. He put her stained handkerchief to his own face, and then he began to weep, to sob as grievously as she had done, her shoulders shaking, yet she was left without a tear. This is a wonder, I breathed to myself, and I followed the sag ragman like a child who cannot turn away from mystery. "Rags, rags, new rags for old." In a little while, when the sky showed gray behind the rooftops, I could see the shredded curtains hanging out back windows. The ragman came upon a girl whose head was wrapped in a bandage, whose eyes were empty. Blood soaked her bandage. A single line of blood ran down her cheek. Now the tall ragman looked upon this child, and he drew a lovely yellow bonnet from his cart. "Give me your rag," he said, tracing his own line on her cheek, "and I'll give you mine." The child could only gaze at him, while he loosened the bandage, removed it, and tied it to his own head. The bonnet he set on hers, and I gasped at what I saw, for with the bandage went the wound. Against his brow it ran a darker, more substantial blood, his own. "Rags, rags, I take old rags," cried the sobbing, bleeding, strong, intelligent rag man. The sun hurt both my eyes now and the sky, and the rag man seemed more and more to hurry. "Are you going to work?" he asked the man who leaned against a telephone pole. The man shook his head. The rag man pressed him. "Do you have a job?" "Are you crazy?" sneered the other. He pulled away from the pole, revealing a right sleeve of his jacket, flat, the cuff stuffed into the pocket. He had no arm. "So," said the rag man, "give me your jacket and I'll give you mine." Such quiet authority in his voice. The one-armed man took off his jacket. So did the rag man. And I trembled at what I saw, for the rag man's arm stayed in its sleeve. And when the other put it on, he had two good arms as tree limbs. But the rag man had only one. "Go to work," he said. After that, he found a drunk lying unconscious beneath an army blanket, an old man hunched, weazened, and sick. He took that blanket and wrapped it around himself, but for the drunk, he left new clothes. And now I had to run to keep up with the rag man, though he was weeping uncontrollably and bleeding freely at the forehead, pulling his cart with one, stumbling for drunkenness, falling again and again, exhausted, old, and sick. Yet he went with terrible speed on spider's legs. He skittered through the alleys of the city, this mile and the next, until he came to its limits, and then he rushed beyond. I wept to see the change in this man. I hurt to see his sorrow. And yet I needed to see where he was going in such haste, perhaps to know what drove him so. The little old rag man, he came to a landfill. He came to the garbage pits. And then I wanted to help him in what he did, but I hung back. Hiding, he climbed a hill. With tormented labor, he cleared a little space on the hill. Then he sighed. He lay down. He pillowed his head on a handkerchief, a jacket, and he covered his bones with an army blanket. And he died. Oh, how I cried to witness this death. Slumped in a junked car and wailed and mourned as one who had no hope, because I had come to love the rag man. Every other face had faded in the wonder of this man, and I cherished him. But he died. I sobbed myself to sleep. I did not know. How could I know how that I slept through Friday and Saturday, and it's night too. But then on Sunday morning, I was awakened by a violent light, pure, hard, demanding light. slammed against my sour face, and I blinked and I looked and I saw the last and the first wonder of all. There was the ragman folding a blanket most carefully, a scar on his forehead, but alive, and besides that, healthy. There was no sign of sorrow, nor of age. All the rags that he had gathered shined for cleanliness. Well then, I lowered my head, trembling for all that I had seen. I walked up to the ragman. I told him my name with shame, for I was a sorry figure next to him. Then I took off all my clothes in that place, and I said to him, with dear yearning in my voice, dress me. He dressed my Lord, he put new rags on me, and I am a wonder beside him, the ragman, the Christ. In one of the churches I served, I read this story. And one man, every day, on it, I don't know what the meaning of it was, would come to the church and say, can I borrow that book and that story? Because it said something to him. And I hope that it touched you and helped you to see something new and different. This Christ who has died and been resurrected for us. Amen. The prayers, let's see, there should be a hymn here. What's the hymn? 393, okay. I guess I see it. It's 393. Pardon me. Good Christian friends, rejoice and sing. Okay. Oh, the hymn of glory, okay. That's 393. Okay, 393. Thank you. Okay, but I'm not seeing it here, so.
It's not in the big one.
Oh, it's in this one. Okay. I'm used to all those things being put in one section, so I'm sorry I'm behind you. All right, let us say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now for the prayers of the church. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Is there someone who reads to? God, our faithful companion, you promise to never leave us and to send your Spirit to guide us in the wisdom and wisdom and truth. Send your people into the world to serve in my name and that reflect the majesty of your love. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. All the earth sings praises to you. Grant your care to the creatures, plants, and places that are suffering, and equip us to respond to their song. Make us agents of restoration and refreshment, all you, your beloved creation. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You call all people of your world, of the world, your children. Judge the nations justly. Show mercy on all who are oppressed. And speak truth to power through the prophets. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Nurturing Lord, you sent your Spirit to grant us peace. Make your peace known to those who feel abandoned or alone, to all who are grieving. Especially we remember Rosalie and those we name before you, silently or aloud. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You hold us in your loving care. We pray for mothers and mother figures. Console all who long to be mothers, children estranged from their mothers, anyone grieving the death of a mother, and mothers who have lost a child. Support all for whom this day is difficult. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Almighty God, you give life and breath to all things. We give thanks to the Apostle Matthias and all your saints. Sustain us by your love. We join the saints in glory. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. And now we get to celebrate some graduates. Are they here?
Or?
Okay.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Iowa, this morning. Today in the church here, it is the sixth Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Marcus Schroeder, Miles Rowe, Carol Whitnall, Dustin Allen, Bryson Allen, Bren Chips Unruh, John B. Coulter Horton, Brandon Long. Happy anniversary to Dennis and Maida Roth. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayers page with the week's event schedule listed there. There are many events coming up in the days ahead. Cleanup day has been scheduled for Saturday, May 20th. If you see or know of things that need to be cleaned up or taken care of, please write them on the cleanup sheet outside the office. We need a volunteer to do coffee hour 29th. If you would be interested, please let Shonda know. Thank you. The quilts will be packed up tomorrow. What time? 10 o'clock tomorrow, the quilts will be picked up and sent. Are there any announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there?
Good morning. I'm not here to trick you, but I'm not going to be here next Sunday. So I'm announcing Daily Bread, which is on the 22nd, and that is a little bit tricky, instead of the 29th because of Memorial. It is a week early this month. So it is going to be sponsored by the Legion. We're going to have chili dogs and salad and cookies. So please come and join us on Monday the 22nd. And if you would like to volunteer, come and see me at some point today. Thank you.
I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our Easter offertory hymn is hymn 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn in preparation for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
in the, it is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Passover Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, and who in dying destroyed death, and in rising has brought to all life. And so with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels, archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Hosanna, oh Hosanna, oh Hosanna, highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the high. In the night before he was betrayed, the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. He broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you." Again, after that, he took the cup, said, "This cup is my blood, contains my blood, and it's shed for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this, drink this for the remembrance of me." And we will say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ. You so much that he sent Jesus so that you would know that God loves you and will love you forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Do you receive? Do you receive? Okay. Do you want that? O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to gather ourselves and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Gracious Lord, loving all your family with a mother's tender care, as you sent the angel to feed Elijah with heavenly bread, assist those who set forth to share your word and sacrament with those who are sick, homebound, and so on. in your loving care, nourish and strengthen those who will receive the sacraments, and give us all the comfort of your abiding presence through the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The God of steadfast love and encouragement grant you live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all grace, bless you now and forever. Amen. Now our sending hymn, sending song. Go in peace. serve the Lord.